At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other National Democratic Party leaders will hold a public rally in Grand Prairie today. The visit's part of a tour of Republican states to try to unite Democrats and others in opposition to President Trump. Among the issues Democratic leaders are expected to address include raising the minimum wage, immigration and tax reform, and equal pay for women. Also today, the jury resumes deliberations in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price. The Dallas County Commissioner faces 11 counts of bribery, mail fraud, and tax evasion. He's pleaded not guilty. The Dallas City Council yesterday had a first full briefing on the city's struggling 911 operations. So-called ghost calls and increased call wait times have plagued the call center off and on since December. Interim Police Chief David Pugh told the council the 911 call center was understaffed, and the blame lies with his department.
I attribute it to a lack of aggressiveness on the part of the police department to actually go out there and hire.
Pugh said he learned about staffing problems at the 911 call center when he became interim chief in October, but the problems couldn't be fixed immediately because of a stringent hiring process and training times.
There's a fail rate on the credit call test that's required for telecommunicators of over 60%. So you have to be aggressive when you know that that's the circumstance.
Pugh said the last big push to recruit call takers was in 2013. City officials also told the council the call spikes have stopped since they've made staffing changes and technical upgrades. T-Mobile, which has been tied to some of the call spikes, has also made upgrades. The Texas House has given preliminary approval to a bill that would overhaul how the state finances public schools. Dan Huberty's bill would inject $1.6 billion into public schools, simplify the formulas for allocating that money, and target certain disadvantaged groups for more funding. About 96% of districts would see more money. The Texas Supreme Court last year ruled the school finance system needed serious reform. The bill still needs approval. A new festival of environmental films debuts this weekend in Dallas. Our big screen team talked with its founder about using film as a call to action.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. Chris Wagner from the Dallas Morning News is out this week, but I am joined by Michael Kane, who is the president of EarthX Film, which will take place at Fair Park this weekend at the same time as Earth Day Texas. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about how the event is organized. Typically, a film festival is broken up into documentaries and narratives and shorts. But for EarthX Film, the movies are put into categories like water and ocean and climate and recycling and conservation and energy, which demonstrates how many sub-conversations there are when talking about environmentalism.
Many of our topics are actually mirroring what Earth Day Texas is doing. And these are important themes, not just in film, but important themes in the world, period. And so Earth Day Texas will end up having approximately 500 speakers coming in for that event. And what we wanted to do by creating this event were to look for movies that complemented what Earth Day Texas was doing and also look for films, the best films that we could find within these particular topics.
You also have a virtual reality component. What will that be like? And do you think we're going to see more VR at film festivals just in general?
Absolutely. Yeah, the VR component, it's kind of in the last year you've seen this rise in the popularity, but storytellers that are able to compress within 6 to 7 minutes a full story, but to be totally 360-degree immersive is a great way, particularly in the environment, to see what's going on, to not just get that one view, but to understand. You know, when it came, for instance, to Plastic Ocean or Chasing Coral that we're showing, you know, it really allowed the people to get the whole picture.
And there's just such an exploratory element of being a part of the outdoors. And it seems like being able to walk around yourself and explore would add to that experience.
You know, one of the projects that we have going, you swim with Sylvia Earle, the famous oceanographer. And this isn't just your standard VR. This is actually you're making choices things are happening. They're going to be different for the next person who sits down. Mm-hmm. You know, fish swim up to you and they go away. They may not do that for the next person. They may surround them. I mean, they're really, really connective, which is really all that film wants to do. It wants to affect you and change you.
Well, let's talk about that change. In the festival's mission statement, it says you're hoping to turn awareness into action. How are you going to encourage people who see a movie to act on what they've learned?
Yeah, there's going to be 1,000 exhibitors at Earth Day Texas this year. We've reached out to them within these categories. We've created great partnerships. We really have made it so that the people are going to be there from the exhibits. The filmmakers are usually a part of these organizations, like a Plastic Ocean. You know, there's people who that's what they do every day is regulating the amount of plastic that are going into their oceans.
Are you concerned at all about programming, you know, a few dozen movies about the environment that all touch on important problems and leaving people with a sense that hope is maybe lost?
Well, it's funny. When I traveled the festival circuit to figure out what this festival should look like, and I spoke with a lot of filmmakers, and I said, you know, for the most part, you cover the problem for about 60 to 70% of your movie, and then the solution piece of it's the last 30. What can we look to engage that last 30%? And so that's part of this creating the structure of these partnerships with the different organizations, because they're all looking for solutions. And the reality is, I know the one film that Chasing Coral, amongst others, you leave that movie feeling like I can be a part of a solution.
Well, Michael Caine, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
EarthX Film runs today through Sunday at Fair Park. Today at noon, the team behind the documentary Chasing Coral talks with Chris Boyd about protecting endangered ocean organisms. And the forecast, a high near 82 today under partly sunny skies, 72 degrees now in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth.